How to use nail clippers to disgust a cranky bear with food on the mind. Before we get started, know that fighting bears is not for the light-hearted. The only thing that is bigger than a bear is the hole it can tear. And that is the last thing you need, so please. Sit down and listen or read. To effectively disgust a bear, you have to understand bear psychology first. And to do that, the roles must be reversed. So imagine you just woke up as a damn dirty bear with all kinds of little shits stuck in your hair. And you are always in the same mood, the mood for succulent, fresh, and juicy fish food. And then a hiker comes ringing that stupid bell, followed by that unwashed candy-ass smell. There is no way you, the bear, could ever, ever take a bite without gagging. Without gagging with some awesome might. Now let us switch to the average backpacker who has not yet noticed the big would-be attacker. They are proudly ringing their stupid bear bell, blissfully unaware of their own terrible smell. There is nothing that will make that bear come anywhere near, unless, of course, the damn babies appear. Bears actually really love teaching and showing off their intellectual might, and they want their little babies to see how to grow upright. But they want you to wave a sharp spear and scream like you are a great warrior void of fear. You see, this is where the nail clippers are useful. Because an intellectual bear has nothing to teach when fighting what appears to be a fool. Given the clippers and that awful human smell, the babies will just laugh and the bear think that you are unwell. Except for that off-brand candy trail mix hiker smell, there will be nothing to show, nothing for the bear to tell. Only the trail of lonesome, dehydrated, half-buried black snakes that still smell for miles like cupcakes. There's a very good reason why bears don't hang around trails. But living in nature can often get pretty rough. And bears sometimes do get really weird about sniffing stuff. The bears will always, always leave you alone, just like the dozen beasts that followed you before but are now gone. You neither need a bell nor could hide your smell, and they know you, human. They know you so very well. They know that you are scared of mice, snakes, bees, and even flies. That you like rainbows, colorful flowers, and all the things that are nice. And that some of you carry a second freaking tent so that you can take a secret dump and call it money well spent. The truth is, bears love you in their own really bear way. And they are always really, really freaking sad when you finally do walk away. But yes, bring a bear spray for sure, as the mood for food can mess us all up pretty damn good. And no, do not leave them any food or candy, even if you do have it handy. Just take a few wide Just take a few wide steps to unleash the glands and keep on cheerfully walking through all the bare, bad land.